Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Rex Ryan comes from a defensive background, so the Jets head coach has to be thrilled with how the 3-3 Jets are grinding their way through what could be a surprisingly successful season. While dealing with the typical bumps in the road that come with a rookie starting quarterback and dealing with an array of offensive weapons that rivals the Patriots in who-is-that reactions, the Jets have a defense that is more than holding its own. As we start out this week's opponent preview leading into Sunday's Patriots-Jets matchup, we focus on one of the Jets' key defensive performers. Muhammad Wilkerson has been on a tear. The Jets' third-year defensive end, all 6'4", 315 pounds of him, sacked Ben Roethlisberger last week. Matt Ryan with a strip sack 2 weeks ago. And in a win over the Bills in Week 3, two takedowns of E.J. Manuel. Wilkerson's five sacks on the season are among the league leaders, and he has nine in his last 13 games, going back to last season. He's the key cog in a young, powerful defensive line that also includes rookie Sheldon Richardson.
Wilkerson's playing very well right now. Richardson, he's improved a lot since we played him last time. I think he's learned a little bit more, so he's playing a lot better now. And they got a good coach, defensive coach, so they're playing very well, and we expect a tough matchup with their defense.
The Jets overall have the league's fourth-ranked defense, and they've been most stingy against the run. Opponents are averaging a league-worst 3 yards per carry. While the Jets haven't been successful forcing turnovers this season, they have plenty of pieces to be productive on defense, including cornerback Antonio Cromartie and young linebacker Quinton Coples.
You can't really fall asleep at any point against this defense because they got a lot of negative plays in the run game, and they create, disruption in the pass game, too.
The Patriots will be the first team rookie quarterback Geno Smith will face for a second time in his career. Week 2, the numbers weren't pretty for anyone playing offense, but particularly not for Smith, who tossed 3 interceptions all in the fourth quarter and completed far less than 50% of his passes. The Patriots have spoken this week about how Smith has matured since September 12th, and on Monday Night Football against the Falcons in Week 5, he had his coming out party. Then last week against the Steelers, no touchdowns and 2 picks, in helping the Steelers get their first win.
He's going to watch the tape just like we watch the tape of what they try to do against us and know that they're going to do something different. There's always some type of wrinkle or some different tendency that every team tries to do to us. So, again, that's just film study and making sure that you're really on top of everything that they try and do.
Well, among the players on the Jets' offensive roster leading into Sunday, Zach Sudfeld, remember him? Greg Solis, remember him? Another former short-time Patriot. The Jets have also signed David Nelson and Josh Cribbs in the last week or so. So the Jets have a lot of moving parts on offense. The Patriots with a lot of moving parts and injuries on defense should be some compelling areas to watch for this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.